We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Teen shot in North Wichita. We've got the story.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County Commissioners unanimously approved changes to a TIF district in downtown Wichita. We'll tell you where a little later.
A man catfished and then robbed in South Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday in Wichita, we got to 70 degrees for the high, and it will be about 30 degrees colder today. Our complete forecast in just minutes.
A teenager was hospitalized following a shooting in North Wichita.
It happened around 6 Wednesday evening in the 1300 block of East 15th at McAdams Park. Police say a group of teens were walking home after playing basketball when the shots were fired. One of the boys was struck once in the chest and is reported to be in critical condition. No arrests have been made. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Commission unanimously approving an expansion and modification of the Union Station TIF district downtown Wichita.
Brent Shelton, Deputy Chief Financial Officer for the county, explained what a tax increment financing district is.
Designed as a financing tool that enables governments to invest in infrastructure and other public improvements and then pay for them by capturing the increase in property tax revenues that generated those enhancements.
The old Ice House building near Union Station will be expanded by 13,000 square feet to a total of 40,000 square feet of commercial space. It is estimated to cost $8.7 million. The city of Wichita approved the same measure back on October 8th. The project is set to be finished in April 2021. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A man was catfished and robbed Tuesday afternoon in South Wichita.
At approximately 1:15 on Tuesday, officers responded to a highway robbery call at the apartments there in the 4200 block of South Hydraulic. When they arrived, they contacted a 19-year-old male who had reported going to the location to meet what he believed was a female he had been chatting with over text.
Police Officer Charlie Davidson says the victim thought he was texting with a female, but he was not. He was actually being lured to that location by the suspects, who then produced a handgun and a knife and robbed him. And police were able to stop the suspects in a car in the 1300 block of South Ellis. Police arrested a 20-year-old man and a 15-year-old boy for aggravated robbery.
Speaking in Louisiana, bolstering a Republican running for governor, President Trump went after Joe Biden and his son Hunter.
President Trump campaigning in Monroe, Louisiana Wednesday, repeatedly bringing up the family of a famed son of Delaware. The president referring to Hunter Biden, son of 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden, and his business dealings in China and Ukraine.
How old is your son? How old is that young man there? How old are you? How old? Yeah. 8. Let me tell you, he's 8. He knows energy better than Joe Biden's son.
The president has repeatedly denied accusations that he tied military aid to a Ukrainian investigation into the Biden family. In Washington, Jessica Stone, Fox News.
The first open hearings of the impeachment probe are scheduled next week. Ambassador William Taylor and Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent are expected next Wednesday. And then next Friday, former ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, is expected.
Chairman Adam Schiff, a California Democrat, offered this preview.
Those open hearings will be an opportunity for the American people to evaluate the witnesses for themselves, to make their own determinations about the credibility of the witnesses, but also to learn firsthand about the facts of the president's misconduct.
Allies of President Trump, like Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan, say Kurt Volker, who said he didn't know about a quid pro quo, is the proper authority.
He was the special envoy to Ukraine. He was the guy who was in this each and every day working on these issues. And it's interesting, that's the one transcript y'all don't want to talk about.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Voters in Kansas City have overwhelmingly approved removing the name of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. from a historic boulevard. Residents Tuesday approved a ballot question that will remove King's name and then return the streets to its original name, the Paseo. The vote came after months of heated debate that began shortly after the city council voted in January to name the 10-mile boulevard that runs through a mostly black area of the city after the civil rights icon. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
A big event. We'll be coming to Wichita with some elite athletes next summer. We'll tell you about that coming up in sports.
A Milwaukee man faces hate crime charges in an acid attack. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday morning. Gasoline prices are holding steady right now in Kansas. Sean Stewart with AAA says the Kansas average was unchanged from the week before at $2.35 a gallon. Stewart adds the fundamental movement was interesting.
Gasoline demand numbers were fairly high, looking more like summer than fall. But despite that high demand and the resulting decrease in gasoline stocks on hand, the national average and Kansas average gas prices remain flat.
Stewart says Kansas remains the 11th least expensive state in the nation for gasoline.
A man in Milwaukee facing hate crime charges in an acid attack.
Mahud Viales, a U.S. citizen who immigrated from Peru, is expressing gratitude for the outpouring of support received after he suffered second-degree burns when acid was thrown on him last Friday near a Milwaukee restaurant.
Really glad to know there's a lot of good people out there, just caring about other people.
Viales says he was attacked after a man accused him of invading the country and claimed he was illegal. Prosecutors say surveillance videos show 61-year-old Clifton Blackwell throwing acid on Viales. Blackwell, initially charged with reckless injury, now accused of a hate crime, which could lengthen his sentence if convicted. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
A new federal report into last year's fatal crash involving a self-driving car in suburban Phoenix says the Uber vehicle couldn't anticipate the actions of jaywalkers. The National Transportation Safety Board report also says the SUV wasn't designed to slam on the brakes to reduce the severity of an unavoidable accident. A 49-year-old woman was killed in March 2018. That crash occurred while she was pushing a bicycle across a dark street in Tempe, Arizona. It was the first fatality in the nation involving a self-driving vehicle.
Congress is passing a measure making certain types of animal cruelty a federal felony.
The bill is an expansion of a 2010 law that made creation or distribution of videos depicting animal crushing illegal. The new bill would make the underlying acts of cruelty a federal crime. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey backed the Senate measure, along with Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal. Toomey called it a major victory to stop animal cruelty and make communities safer. Blumenthal added, "There's no place in a civilized society for maiming and torturing animals, period." It passed the House to weeks ago. The measure now heads to President Trump's desk. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
This morning, so far out there in traffic, the traffic conditions, well, it's very, very cold outside, but traffic conditions looking okay so far. Heaviest traffic that we're seeing out there right now is on I-135 between the North Junction and 29th Street North. Looking especially northbound there, some heavy traffic. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
It is chilly out there this morning. Let's check the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Good morning, Ronell.
Good morning, Steve. You know what? This shouldn't come as a surprise because we've been talking about it all week long. And, you know, now that we're here, as long as everybody bundles up, hey, you know, we'll be able to make it through the day just fine. The joggers, the walkers that want to still get outside, may be a little tough to do that today. Might want to just go ahead and take a little bit of a break. But I hope you were okay this morning. I'm sure you made it out and about just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Getting your day started.
You bet. Yeah.
Yeah, because we know it's going to get colder, right? And that's exactly what we've got going on in the Storm Track 3 forecast. Yeah, so we've got this dip today, but I'm tracking an even bigger one. Let me go ahead and get through this forecast first, though. Mostly cloudy skies now, turning partly cloudy later on today. Should be able to end the day with some sunshine. At least we've got that going for us. I do have a 10% chance of a shower or two in the forecast, mainly south of Wichita, maybe dealing with a couple of chilly sprinkles. But again, it's only a 10% chance. Better shot at staying dry. It's really going to be all about the cold. cold air today that's going to continue to sink south and really settle over the plains. 41 degrees for a high. Winds are still going to be gusty at times out of the north at 10 to 25 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight. Back into the freezer tomorrow, at least to start the day, with a low of 23 degrees. And then the rebound starts Friday afternoon, 50 degrees for a high. Still going to be a cool start to the weekend, but a lot better than what we'll be dealing with today. Plenty of sunshine, too. Once we get into Saturday, best day of the week, high 72 degrees, sunshine. This is going to be one of those days where you'll be kicking yourself if you don't get outside, because right after Saturday, we're going to start to cool down again. 60 Sunday, 30s Monday and Tuesday, and it's actually going to struggle to get above freezing. So that's that bigger dip that I was talking about. Make sure that you're ready for that one. Now, we're at 29 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. Wind chill 17 degrees, north winds at 16 miles an hour, gusts reaching 30 miles an hour.
And that makes it feel very cool out there this morning.
Yeah, feel more like the teens.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Ronell. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:14 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Today is Thursday, November 7th, 2019. On this date in 2013, shares of Twitter went on sale to the public for the first time. Twitter. And by the closing bell, the social network was valued at $31 billion. Wow. One day. Twitter, 2013. All right, 7:14 now, Steve and Ted here in KNSS. The high temperature was 70 yesterday. You heard Ronell, we're going for a high today of maybe 40.
Ew-hoo.
Yikes. And normal high for the date yesterday, 61.
Well, there's the roller coaster.
And there was a little bit of wind out there. The wind was
a little bit.
A gust was gust was clocked at 47 miles per hour near Eisenhower Airport. So, yeah, a little bit of wind.
It's howling.
Howling. Ooh. All right, here's something I know that Ted hasn't thought about. There's a multi-generational traffic jam on the upper rungs of America's career ladder.
Okay.
As more baby boomers put off retirement, millennials and Gen Xers are finding it harder to move up into the middle and higher level jobs, according to USA Today in a LinkedIn survey and interviews with recruiters.
I've already given up on that dream.
Yeah. Partly as a result, many younger workers are job hopping as they seek bigger titles and higher pay. And that's making it tougher for companies to hold on to promising employees and hurting their businesses in some cases, the survey says. So there you go. The baby boomers hanging on is not good for the economy. To be sure, baby boomers, that's age 54 to 74. You're not a boomer, are you?
No, I'm not.
We bring knowledge and experience to the workplace. Many companies are trying to coax them into staying on as they struggle to find workers amid unemployment that's at a 50-year low.
Mm-hmm.
It's a strange labor market out there. Yet their prevalence in the labor force is tamping down the economy's overall productivity, according to a study by Moody's Analytics. Now, that's likely because of their reluctance to adopt new technology, the study says. Ah, we haven't seen that, have we, Ted? But there you go. There's the millennials and the generation. What are you, Gen X?
I'm Gen X.
Is that what they'll be? Yeah, okay.
Me too. Yeah.
Jed, he's over there just looking at me.
We're waiting for you to move on so we can move up the ladder.
Waiting for me to do something.
Pretty crummy ladder.
Yeah. No kidding.
You get to no reflection on you.
No. You get to the top, and there you are. A little tired. All right, it's 7:16, Steve and Ted. And if you've been listening this morning, we've been talking about what it means to be catfished. Ted had a story from City Hall. It's a new term to me. It's one of those new social media terms, I guess.
Apparently, you never watched the show on MTV.
Was there a show?
There was a whole series.
On catfish?
Called Catfish.
Okay. Well, I thought it was about the guy who pitched for the Yankees, Catfish Hunter.
And the Kansas City Athletics.
The KC Athletics came up with the A's.
Yeah. The late Catfish Hunter, one of the great left-handed pitchers of all time.
Catfish means that you're actually making a social contact under circumstances that are not exactly accurate.
In all reality, you're being deceived.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Happened to this guy in Wichita, and he got robbed at knife point and gunpoint.
Yeah,
but
it's kind of like a blind date. I mean, you don't know anything about the other person. They could be anything,
right?
And then they could be
basically having to believe what you've been told.
That's so
online.
Risky. I mean, ever been on a blind date? I can't think that I ever was when I was a kid.
I have.
Have you
been on a couple? And
yeah,
not worked out very well.
Didn't work out well at all, huh? Okay.
Yeah, that's why if you're doing that sort of thing, the safe thing to do is to meet at a neutral site that's, you know, generally heavily populated.
A public site.
A public site, yeah. That's the safe way to do things like that, as opposed to, you know, meet me in this alley
meet
over here.
Meet me at the back
yeah.
door behind this apartment.
No, no.
Gonna take
all right. a hard pass.
Yeah.
All right, so some good romantic and dating advice from Chad Chambers for you. It's 7:18 this morning with Steve and Ted. Hey, we got some sports to talk about today, right, Ted? Good sport to talk about.
Yeah, we got a lot of activity today here in the midweek. We had some hockey action downtown at the Intrust Bank Arena yesterday morning. 7,600 kids were in attendance to see the Wichita Thunder on a school kids' day. And the Thunder gave them plenty to yell about. A 3-0 lead 15 minutes into the game. And the Thunder cruises on in to a win over the Norfolk Admirals 6-2. Fabrizio Ricci with a couple of assists and a goal for Wichita. The goalie, Mitch Gillum, wins his fourth in a row as Wichita has now won 4 of its last 5 on the ice. Big announcement yesterday. An elite athletic event is coming to Wichita featuring some of the great athletes in the world. The United States Women's National Volleyball Team only plays one final tune-up before heading to the Olympics next summer in Tokyo, and that will be in Wichita at Koch Arena on the Wichita State campus. Team USA, along with Belgium, Turkey, and Japan, will be competing June 9th through the 11th at Koch Arena. The Americans are ranked number 2 in the world in volleyball. Japan ranked number 7. So we will have some of the best volleyball players in the world
Absolutely.
Coming to Wichita
yep.
next June in a tune-up before the Summer Olympics. So that will be a pretty cool event. We do talk hoops tonight, the weekly edition of KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self at 6 o'clock tonight on Sports Radio KFH. As the Jayhawks, ranked 3rd in the nation, coming off that 2-point loss to Duke in New York City, and have the home opener in Lawrence coming up tomorrow. Talk about Coach Self with that tonight at 6 o'clock. After that, it'll be Thursday night football. The Oakland Raiders hosting the Los Angeles Chargers, two teams that are chasing the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC West Division. Chargers are a 1-point favorite on the road at Oakland. And you can hear that tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Speaking of the Chiefs, the current recovery of quarterback Pat Mahomes and his health continues to be a huge topic
sure.
for the reigning NFL MVP.
Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes is eager to return to action for his team, having sat out 2 starts recovering from a dislocated kneecap suffered last month against the Denver Broncos. Head coach Andy Reid provided an update on Mahomes' condition in the hopes of having him back under center Sunday against the Tennessee Titans.
You know, he obviously wants to play. I mean, that's him. He's wanted to do that since 20 minutes after it happened. So, we just got to see.
Mahomes currently listed as questionable for Sunday. Matt Moore has been handling things at QB in the meantime for the AFC West leading Chiefs. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
We have men's soccer here in town tonight. Newman University finishes up the regular season home portion of its schedule, hosting Oklahoma Baptist 7 o'clock tonight. The Newman men's soccer team has won 5 of its 7 games at home this season. Women's basketball last night in the JUCO ranks. The Cowley women beat Northern Oklahoma Tonkawa 87-60. The Cowley women are off to a 4-0 start on the basketball season. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors with a home win beat the Sacramento Kings 124-120. The starting lineup for the Raptors, former Wichita State point guard Fred VanVleet, 12 points, 5 assists. Fred hit 2 of his 3 from 3-point range and perfect 4-for-4 at the free throw line. The Raptors unbeaten at home, 4-0 on home court here in the early part of the season. And happy birthday today to another former guy that played in the NBA, former Kansas Jayhawk, Darnell Jackson, is 34 years old today. A very key member of the KU National Championship team back in 2008. Led that team in field goal percentage and rebounds. Then played a few years in the NBA. Former Jayhawk, got a college championship ring. Darnell Jackson, 34 today. At Sports with Steve and Ted.
7:22 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. Story about a lopsided football game.
Yes.
That's coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.